Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year, and welcome to Matt Chat Live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I am once again joined by my co-host, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. Happy New Year to you as well.
We've got a heck of a show tonight.
Yes, we do. But let me touch on the fact that if you missed this past Saturday in Fairfield, let me tell you what, you missed a lot. We crowned a brand new NWF Unified Champion, which if you want to see the results from the show, if you want to see some of the highlights, make sure you check out Bustin' Loose. It is on our Facebook page at Team NWF Army, NWF Wrestling, and NWF Army. So make sure you check those pages out. Make sure you check out all the action. And we do. We have a very, very special guest this evening. And let me tell you, I'm sure he has a lot to say. He normally does most of his talking in the ring with his actions. But let me tell you what. He's come a long way since he started. I'm not always thrilled with the path he's chosen, but I digress because I understand it. And he's got a heck of a future ahead of him, and he's actually got some pretty big matches coming up here in the near future. So.
And he is actually coming with a recent injury.
Yes, he is. He came back at FanFest, and this man has been on a tear since he came back. Literally, he put the whole roster on notice. And let me tell you, I don't back down from many people, but he's actually kind of a scary individual.
He really is. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, hey, that rhymes. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, the man himself, Lord Crew.
Ace, how you doing?
Doing well, my friend, doing well.
Good to hear. Lord, thanks for having me on. You're good.
Lord Crew, welcome to the show.
Miss Callie, how are you?
Good, thank you. We were actually just discussing you. So, we were just expecting you. You came off a really, really quite a horrific injury back at FanFest. But you made your return at FanFest off that injury. And needless to say, you made an impact.
Yeah, last year at the NWF Rumble, I had a pretty unfortunate incident where I ruptured my patella tendon in my left knee, which put me out for about 6 months. Yeah.
But you definitely came back with a vengeance. Definitely made an impact on Jesse Hyde that night. And I can honestly say the Mafia has been making its mark since then.
That's right. When you take something that somebody loves away from them for 6 months and they're forced to sit on the sidelines and watch a lot of undeserving people be given the opportunities that you feel that you should have been given the entire time, it definitely does a number on you mentally. So when I was able to return at FanFest, I had a point to prove. I had a point to prove not just to the NWF Army, but to everyone in that locker room, that this is my time. This is my time to shine. And I will no longer sit on the sidelines and let these opportunities just keep rolling past me. This is the year of the Crimson Mafia. And in Wilmington in 2 weeks, and I'm sure we'll get to that here in a little bit later in the show, but the Mercenary and I have an opportunity at Tag Team Gold. And I'll be damned if I let this opportunity fly by.
Now, I will say this. I've seen the Mafia in action, and actually it was just about maybe, 2 months ago you faced them in Fairfield. Not the Mafia's night that night, obviously, because they are still the tag team champions. But moving forward, you also are taking on, and please do correct me if I'm wrong, this upcoming Saturday night at Bone Crushers, we've actually got two huge title matches. The NWF Championship will be defended by the Titan against Hollywood Adam Swayze. And with the stipulation that if the Titan gets himself disqualified, that title will be awarded to Adam Swayze. Now, I know you can wrestle with the best of them. You actually faced the Titan recently in Covington at HITS. You know,
yes,
as well as I do. He will bring the fight.
He will bring the fight, but you see, Miss Callie, the reason that this stipulation is even having to be put into place is because he has ducked the match with Adam Swayze 2 weeks in a row now. He has gotten himself disqualified from this match 2 weeks in a row now. And that tells me that the Titan is obviously worried about something with Adam Swayze. What that something is, I'm unsure of. But clearly, Adam Swayze has gotten into the head of the King of the Fight if this is an issue that continues to take place week after week. So I guess this Saturday, we'll see exactly what it is that he's got in his mind, if he's going to be able to keep that heavyweight title, or if it will go back to Hollywood with Adam Swayze.
And then, this was actually scheduled to be yesterday at Slam in the New Year, but due to unfortunate circumstances, that show will now actually be this Saturday at Bone Crushers. And if that serves me correct, the Mafia actually has the opportunity to come into Wilmington as tag team champions. Now, I know you're not going to give away any secrets, and so I'm not even going to bother to ask. But we'll have, because I think it's an advantage for you guys having Wildcat Chris Harris ringside for a multitude
of
reasons.
An advantage.
I mean, he obviously will be a distraction to the other team, because anytime there's somebody on the outside, regardless of who it is, it is a distraction. But also the wealth of knowledge. That man is a multi-time tag team champion pretty well everywhere he's been. And then you've got one of the most decorated NWF champions of all time in the Mercenary. You were a former champion yourself in the NWF. So, I mean,
you took the words right out of my mouth, Callie. Wildcat Chris Harris is a legend in this business. Everywhere he has gone, he has made himself a household name. He is arguably one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time. So to have him in our corner is just a testament to what's to come for the Crimson Mafia. He has laid the path that we are going to follow. And you're right. This Saturday, we very well may take the tag belts from these boys. We may walk into Wilmington, the tag team champions. But the point that I'm making is by the end of this month, the Crimson Mafia will begin our reign as the tag team champions, one way or another.
Now, when you say one way or another, is that basically a reference to by any means necessary, whether it be
that mean, that's exactly
by
what
the
that
book
means, by
or
any means necessary.
Referee better have eyes in the back and sides of his head during that match. Because I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of shenanigans going on.
All I'm saying is a win is a win. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I won't discredit that statement because a win is a win. And I know the Mafia doesn't care how the fans react, but they have no problems letting people know how they feel about the win. So, with that being said, Wilmington, we make our return to the Clinton County Fairgrounds. Obviously, the Mafia has the tag team championships in their sight, whether they walk into Wilmington as the champions or they walk out of Wilmington as the champions. Or they could very well walk in and walk out still champion, is yet to be determined. Irregardless of that, though, I do want to ask, because a lot of people, and I'm sorry to step back on this, but a lot of people would have hung it up after suffering the kind of injury you had at the Rumble last year. What, aside from passion for this business, what was your motivation? What kept you going? Because that was rough.
You know, you say a lot of people would have hung it up and walked away. Those people are weak. Those people are not just physically weak, but they're weak-minded. If you want something bad enough, it doesn't matter what happens to you in the process. It doesn't matter what paths it takes you down. When my knee went out that night, I had one thing in mind. When I went to my first doctor's appointment, the first question out of my mouth was, how long am I out? When can I get my ass back in a wrestling ring? I didn't care if it was going to be 6 months or 2 years. I knew I was going to end up back in a wrestling ring. As soon as I was able to bend my knee far enough to get into a car and get back in the gym, that's exactly what I did. I was making myself stronger. I was studying. All this time that I had to spend in a bed, staring at a wall, I was staring at a TV screen, watching wrestling, studying, learning the business, getting myself better. I'd get in the car, I'd drive up to Bone Crushers, I'd sit through trainings and just watch and absorb and take in information. Because I knew when I came back that I was going to achieve things that I would have never thought possible before. I took it as a period to rebuild and redesign, not as an opportunity to sit back and have a woe is me attitude or cry about it or, you know, give up. So let that be a testament to where my head's at in this, walking into these tag team title matches that I have coming up. I will not quit, and I will not take no for an answer.
You know, as much as I may not agree with a lot of things that the Mafia does, or even a lot of things that get said, and I have to give credit where credit is due, because that truly, that says a lot about a person. Because I know how it is to be injured. Been there, done that. Stuck it out. But you know something, it says something when you stay home and watch it, like while you're physically unable to get to a gym or to a training session or something. But then even once you're able to, as much as it pains not to be able to get in that ring, to actually still go down there, still, because I think the thing that a lot of people from the outside don't realize is wrestling isn't just physical. There's a lot of mental that goes along with it. And for somebody as young as yourself in the business, period, to actually grasp that fact. And I know, because I've been trained by some of the same people. They instill that, but I also know not everybody hears it. They hear it, but they don't absorb it. And to see somebody such as yourself, young in the business and everything else, that actually gets that and runs with it. I won't even say that I'm impressed by it. I admire it because it is so, so hard to find people like that. That is truly something special because, A, this business isn't for everybody. Not everybody can physically do it. And even the ones that physically can't wrestle, there's still a place in the business, but they choose to not take advantage of those other opportunities. So that truly says a lot to me about you as a person and as a competitor.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that. It means a lot. Thank you.
I mean, I'm not one that's going to blow smoke up somebody's ass about something like that because I wouldn't want it done to me. So I'm shooting straight with you right now because you've seen it. You've seen people come and go in the couple years you've been there. I've seen people come and go over the last 20 plus years. And the heart and dedication it takes to not only get into the business and even stick it out through the training period before you ever have a match, but that first real injury, I mean, we all get the bumps and bruises and the sore arms and everything else, but to actually come back off of a real injury, like the one to your knee, something that puts you out for months at a time, and come back focused, stronger, that solidifies everything for me as far as, does this person want this? And that's obviously a huge yes. I've seen, just perfect example, guys like Jay Donaldson. Multitude of injuries over his career. He has come back stronger after every one of them. Hoping for a speedy recovery.
Speaking of Jay Donaldson, speaking of Jay Donaldson right now, he's dealing with a pretty severe back injury. And from what he's told me, this could be it for him. This back injury could be the end of Jay Donaldson as far as an in-ring performer. But I know he's another guy. He's chomping at the bit to be able to get back into that ring and do what he loves. See, like I said, not everyone has that mentality. Like you said, this is a tough business, and it just quite simply just is not for everybody. And you are right. As not much time as I've been in the business, I've seen so many faces come and go of guys showing up to trainings, thinking that they're going to be the next Brock Lesnar, or they're going to be, the next whoever. But the second they start taking a few bumps in the ring and they start feeling that sore back, a month deep and it's not getting any better, they just disappear into the shadows. Wasn't for them, they couldn't hash it out. But it's,
exactly.
It takes a special kind of person to be able to do what we do. And I don't think everybody understands that. And I truly do hope that this isn't the end for Jay Donaldson, because he is arguably one of the best wrestlers that I've had the privilege to work in the ring with and learn from. Because Jay is also a huge, huge wealth of knowledge. And Jay has a love for this business like no other. He puts so much time into the trainees. He put so much time into the NWF as a whole, and I truly do hope that this back injury isn't going to be what ends his career. I would love nothing more than to see Jay return and continue to entertain the fans the way that he does and create many more awesome fan surf moments to add to his resume. So, Jay, if you're listening to this, man, I hope I hope it's not the end for you, bud.
I wholeheartedly agree with that sentiment because I will say this. I have seen Jay Donaldson portray many different aspects in his career. I've seen the fans love him. I've seen the fans hate him. I've seen people be on the fence regarding him. But the one thing everybody says, he always gives it 1,000% every time. And I was saying earlier in the show, I've seen you progress and grow as a performer, as somebody that goes out there and gives it their all every time. And I don't get to see a lot of singles matches as far as you're concerned, because obviously you and the Mercenary team up quite a bit. I've seen you, and there was a couple of guys that weren't necessarily the same caliber. I'll put it that way. I actually got a chance from the vantage point I had to actually sit back and watch you take on the Titan. And it wasn't all just about going in there and just punching and kicking and beating the shit out of somebody. You actually flat out went and wrestled that man. And that was a side of you that I don't think very many people have gotten to see, because for lack of better phrasing, you are kind of the muscle of the mafia. You got the mercenary who obviously is very, very well established, very, I hate to use the word polished, but he is. He's a very polished worker. He goes out there very technically sound. You've got Wildcat Chris Harris, who obviously is a huge influence inside and outside the ring. And I think a lot of people look at you as more of the brawler type, and if they were to have seen that match that I saw in Covington, that was, to me, that was awesome. It just, it showed another side, another level of Lord Crew that I don't think a lot of people have seen yet. And I look forward to seeing more of it if and when the time arises for that to occur.
All I have to say is just pay attention. This is just the beginning. I said, I took 6 months of my life where I couldn't do what I love the most. And that 6 months was spent getting stronger, better, and badder than ever. So this is just the beginning. And that match against Titan was just a small glimpse of what I'm capable of. So the best is yet to come.
Fans, if you heard that, make sure you join us at Bone Crushers this Saturday and join us at Wilmington on the 13th. You can get tickets for Wilmington at For the Love of Ink Tattoo and Body Piercing. I believe that it is on Main Street up in Wilmington. Obviously, you can hit up the NWF. They may still have some pre-sale tickets available. But be at Bone Crushers this Saturday. Doors open at 6, bell time 7. This will be our Slammin' in the New Year show. And I have to say, like, I look forward to every show, but I think the one thing that people don't realize with the Northern Wrestling Federation is people say, oh, yeah, this is our big show, this is our big show. We don't have anything but big shows. There's nothing halfway about this company. There's nothing halfway about the training. And looking at some of the young guys that have come through recently, some of the guys that are in there now that are waiting to make their debuts, I've always been a big supporter as far as Bone Crushers as a training center went. And honestly, there is no place I would recommend before other than Bone Crushers, because yeah, there are other trainers out there that are, I won't take anything away from, they're very talented trainers. But you look at the wealth of knowledge, and it's not just trainees that show up in training. I've seen the mercenary show up. I've seen Wildcat Chris Harris show up. There's so much to be learned just walking in that door. Obviously, you take
that's
full advantage
true.
Of that.
You never know who you're going to run into when you go to a training at Bone Crushers, that's for sure.
That is very true. I have heard about some of the people that have shown up at Bone Crushers at training. So, yes, very, very true. You don't know who's going to walk through that door at any given point in time on any night. What message do you have to direct toward the current tag team champions?
Basically, what I have to say to the current tag team champions is exactly what I said to them on Bustin' Loose. You know, they got lucky because due to unfortunate circumstances, we had to cancel the New Year's Day show. But my New Year's resolution is set. And that New Year's resolution is tag team gold around nine of the mercenaries' waist. So whether it's this week or whether it's next week in Wilmington or whether it's a month or two down the road, I have my sights set on that. I've already claimed it. Those belts are as good as mine. So, boys, I'm coming for them one way or another. And I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry that you two are the ones that have to deal with the receiving end of what I'm going to dish out to get them.
Ooh.
So it's on, boys.
Ooh.
It's been laid out. The prophecy foretold.
Let me just say, I cannot deny it. I am. I'm a huge supporter of the current tag team champions, but I definitely would not trade places with them for anything at this point. Because I've definitely seen what the Mafia is capable of. I have seen some of what you're capable of as an individual competitor. So,
you know, we've had a little bit of a hiccup. We've had a couple opportunities at these belts, and we've fallen up a little short. But I'll take a lot of that blame myself because, you know, being out for as long as I was, you know, you get a little rusty. And, you know, it took me a little bit of time to knock some of that rust off. But right now the Mafia is firing on all cylinders. We're clicking. The wheels are turning. And now is our time. 2018 is the Mafia's year. So why not get the year started early, boys?
Sounds like the Mafia's planning on having a party when they win these tag titles, because all I'm going to say is that's going to be a long, long night for whomever the Mafia faces. Like I said, I may not agree, and I don't have to agree with the tactics or anything else. But like I said, I will never take away from the degree of talent, knowledge, and ability that lies on the side of the Crimson Mafia. Because come hell or high water, there is definitely the experience factor. There is definitely the size factor. And there's always the third man factor. And that is always dangerous. And with the Mafia, it is 10 times more dangerous. And please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong on anything that I'm saying. The Mafia were only out of path of destruction to achieve the goals by any means necessary. And that is what I call a dangerous, dangerous combination.
You don't have to like the methods, but you can't argue with the results.
That is right. Very true. And the Mafia has definitely been on a winning streak as of late. I can definitely say they have definitely been firing on all cylinders. And that to me is when the Mafia is the most dangerous. You've got all three members healthy and all focused on the same goal. David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater, I would get your rest, eat your Wheaties, and I'd probably pack a couple of snacks because this Saturday is going to be a long night, and then in Wilmington on the 13th is going to be even longer. Because it will be David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater taking on the Crimson Mafia, NWF Tag Team Championship on the line. And it don't matter if you love them or hate them, you cannot deny the results that are right in front of you. And I will be the first to say, when it comes to any competitor, I will never, never discredit their ability, and I will never discredit the results that they've achieved within the business, regardless of how those results are achieved. Because not everybody can be lovable. And I can definitely say a Mafia at full strength is utterly terrifying. And if you're not afraid, you need your head examined. Ace Diamond, do you have any questions you would like to ask Lord Crew, or any comments you need to make?
Actually, yeah, there is one question I want to ask, and it goes back to the knee injury. I've had my share of minor knee injuries, and the rehab was less than pleasant. What is the rehab like that? What is the rehab on an injury like that like?
Okay, so to kind of put it in a nutshell, on my first follow-up appointment after surgery, the first words out of my doctor's mouth were, "Man, you did a number on that thing." He explained to me that my patella tendon was completely ruptured. He said it looked like somebody cut a shoelace with a pair of scissors, that there was nothing holding it together. So I have about a 7-inch scar across my left knee where my kneecap actually traveled about 3/4 of an inch higher than it should be sitting. He had to cut all the way open, drill through my kneecap, and run some wire through it to pull it back into place. I was informed that the recovery for this type of injury is one of the worst that you could possibly go through, and that the surgery itself is actually more complicated than a total knee replacement. So to try to put it into perspective, I was about a month and a half past surgery, and I was lying on a bed in physical therapy. The therapist is sitting there trying to push and crank on my knee to get it to bend, and I'm maybe going, getting 45 degrees of bend, maybe. There's a 65-year-old man lying on the table next to me that just had a total knee replacement, he's less than a week past surgery, and he's got almost full range of motion. So if that gives you any kind of indication on how slow of a process and painful and just all around bad time it was. Yeah, it was pretty rough. But I do feel thankful that I had a really good therapy team that helped helped me get through it quickly and efficiently, and yeah, they helped to get me healthy so I could be back in time for FanFest last year. So
well, I know I myself am glad to see you back, and judging by the reaction, I'm pretty sure the entire NWF Army shares those sentiments.
Well, cool, man. Thanks. I appreciate that.
What was, emotionally, what was that like for you getting to, because I know FanFest is one of the, if not the biggest event of the year for the Northern Wrestling Federation. What was that like for you getting to make the return that night?
When I was finally given the day that I was given my release papers, it was maybe a week before FanFest. I couldn't wait to drive up the Dome Crushers on a training night and hand the papers to Roger Ruffin to just let him know, like, hey, I'm good to go. And I brought my gear with me that night to training. And, I got in and I kind of, rolled around a little bit, took a couple bumps, just to see how it felt and just to tell myself if I was absolutely ring ready, not just, being medically cleared and being ring ready are two different things. So
very true.
I felt like it felt strong, and it felt like, I trusted it enough to where I felt like I was ready to go. So I told Roger Ruffin I felt good, and pretty much ball was in his court. So
I can say you're coming back at FanFest could not have come at a more opportune moment for the Crimson Mafia. You were able to, we'll say, lend your support to your teammate Wildcat Chris Hare, who walked away victorious that night. You definitely made an impact on the fans. I'm sure they did not forget that. I'm sure Jesse Hyde never forgot that, because...
Well, I can assure you Jesse Hyde hasn't forgotten it.
That was quite the impact made that evening, and continue to make sense then. Looking past this, the next couple weekends, looking a little further down the line, obviously the Crimson Mafia sticks together, number one in the forefront. Do you see yourself eventually maybe going after some singles titles again?
I mean, absolutely. I'm going to take the opportunities as they come, but right now what's most important to me is winning these tag team titles. And it's not just for me. The reason that this is so important to me is because I want to show the other guys in the Mafia that even though that I may not have been around much for a little while because of what happened to me, that I appreciate how my boys stuck by my side. I remember the next day after I had physically had to be carried out of the building in Fairfield. I had to be carried to a car to be driven to the hospital because I could not walk under my own power. I remember Wildcat Chris Harris texting me the next day, asking me how I was doing. The mercenary sending me a text asking how I was doing. They came and saw me, made sure that I was doing okay, asked me if there was anything I needed. And that is the definition of brotherhood. Those guys stood by, you know, they stood by me during my lowest of lows and my roughest of times. So it's up to me now to show them how much I appreciate that by bringing the gold home to the mafia. So this just isn't for me. This is for them.
You know, a lot of people don't realize in professional wrestling, while people say, oh, yeah, this is a family, this is that, they actually don't realize how deep that really runs in a lot of cases. In the case of the mafia, obviously those ties run deep. And that to me is something that's it's actually very special in a lot of ways, because there aren't many people that you can say in life are family. Especially when you're in sports. I mean, like, oh yeah, that's my brother, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They're your brother until you get traded to another team. We are guys like the gentlemen like you, like the three of you that are in the mafia. And it's just making a good example right now. Basically, our brothers for life. It doesn't matter where life takes any of you. That's a bond that's always going to be there. And whether it's the mafia or the NWF locker room, guys, like the people at training, the people you started with, the people that helped you along the way. That to me is what makes this business special. That, and we get the opportunity to do what we love on a weekly basis.
Definitely.
But like I said, folks, be sure you check us out this Saturday night, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Doors open at 6, special 7 p.m. bell time. You're going to see in action the Titan as he defends the NWF Championship against Hollywood Adam Swayze. And you will see the Crimson Mafia look to obtain their goals as they take on the team of David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater for the Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship. And then the following Saturday night, we return to the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Wilmington, Ohio. On that night, who will be walking into Wilmington, Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions? And most importantly, who will be walking out of that Wilmington that night with the gold? Make sure you join us to find that information out. Lord Crew, I would like to thank you very much for joining us this evening. I look forward to this Saturday.
For
I look forward
to
it. It is always, always a pleasure. I definitely look forward to having you as well as the rest of the mafia on here together at some point. While I know luck is not needed, I do wish the Mafia the best of luck this weekend. I'm very much looking forward to seeing this contest take place and seeing which team does come out ahead.
Absolutely.
Hey, Simon?
I would also like to echo those sentiments. Thank you for being on the show, and best of luck to the Mafia. Although, like she said, luck is not needed.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks for having me, Ace. I appreciate it yet again, man.
Our pleasure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was one-third of the Crimson Mafia or crew.
One-third of what I will go out on record as saying, currently one of the most dominating tag teams in the Northern Wrestling Federation.
It's hard to disagree with that when you look at the track record.
Right.
But we're about out of time. So I want to once again thank Lord Prue for being on the show. Miss Tally.
Hey, Simon, have a nice night.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to join us next week. Go ahead.
Like I said, make sure you join us this Saturday night at Bone Crushers. Slam it in the new year. It's going to be a heck of a night, folks. Weather's cold outside, but the action inside is red hot. And remember, there is plenty of parking.
And it is going to be bitter cold outside, so. Your best bet is to be indoors. So, Miss Callie, I will talk to you soon.
Have a good night, Ace.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to tune in next week when I will be welcoming the Iron Manager, JT Davidson, to the show. And then I will announce the following week's guest on next week's show. For Miss Callie and Lord Crew, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you at the shows.